from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now from the city of Buffalo, it's Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin. Nate, thank you very much. We very much appreciate your time. Again, we've certainly talked a lot of snowstorms with you, but I don't recall ever speaking about a tornado with you. Can you tell us the story from Nate Martin's point of view today, what happened and how things unfolded?
Yeah, no, certainly, Tom. Thanks for a little bit of time today. Yeah, we you know, you and I have had a lot of conversations with snow events, but not this wind kind of events here, certainly. So I'm at the corner of Carolina and Prospect. So, you know, as soon as that front came through and we got the initial reports, you know, I hopped right in my truck and drove on over as quick as I could to get over to the scene to just try to start to figure out what occurred and what kind of damage we had. So, you know, we got, I got out of the ground pretty quick. You know, obviously police and fire were mobilizing first and triaging all those calls. But, you know, really got over here and then started to look at, okay, streets have to be shut down, perimeters have to be set up. And for us, you know, the DPW, significant tree damage, right? It hits all departments. We've got our DPIS, Commissioner Amders here from a building perspective damage. But from our standpoint, a lot of tree damage blocking roads and streets in the area and power outages, which is affecting some of our traffic signals. So, you know, our crews are down here. We've got our internal forestry division and the parks group, along with our emergency contractors are on site. And we hit the ground and we're pulling trees out as fast as we can to get some of these roadways open and clear. So.
Now, when you first started getting wind, and no sick pun intended, about what was going on in the city, was it from monitoring the police and fire calls, or was there also a huge spike in the number of 911 calls?
Yeah, well, I don't have the connection to monitor the 911, but certainly from the first onset, I just looked out my window, so I'm in City Hall, so I could see, you know, the weather coming through, but at that point in time, because of the wind and the rain, you know, couldn't necessarily see exactly what was happening. But, you know, as soon as those first calls came in and the reports started coming in, our internal communication network, you know, clicked right in. So our, you know, our text messaging system, our reach out from our emergency communications manager, Tom Luby, to Mike DeGeorge, to bring the mayor in, to the commissioners, Ronaldo and Cromalia. So we all loop up pretty quickly when anything significant happens, and this is certainly something significant that got us, you know, connecting and chalking right away. And then, you know, we just jumped into action as we do. So, you know, we're out here assessing and actually working on the ground, street by street, tree by tree, as it turns out. And we've gotten some help from some of our partners. They've got some drones going up now to make sure we're covering everything from a DPW perspective that we need to, from a damage, just, you know, make sure we've got everything, the extent of it, and you know, make sure we're not missing any trees here or there on any streets that we just might not be aware of right now.
Partners with drones, of whom are you speaking?
Well, we've got counties here, and I know we've got some police equipment as well that's going up in the air. So, you know, a number of different resources on an event like this, an emergency situation like this, everybody comes together to assist. So we've got state police, BPD, fire, county emergency services, parks division. So, you know, all those individual teams, you know, send individuals to a scene when you need to. So we're not worried about it being a city resource or any kind of departmental resources. We just want the resources up to help our citizens.
Well, sure. It's great to have friends in high places, literally. Nate Martin is the director of the Department of Public Works in the city of Buffalo. He's joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you wonder, what are they talking about? Because you've been out of the loop. At 12:50 p.m., a tornado touchdown in the city of Buffalo, primarily the west side, the City Hall of Buffalo, that iconic building and representative of the city, suffered some minor roof damage. The City Hall, City Mission suffered some damage as well. People are being relocated. The Ellicott Center Nursing Home suffered some roofing damage. People are being relocated, which itself is a very large undertaking. Which streets, Nate, are most heavily impacted by the downed trees or the downed wires as we speak at 3:45?
You know, I'll probably say it started at Niagara, Carolina, and it has moved three or four blocks. You know, 7th Street a little bit, but really from Niagara over at least to Whitney. I haven't made it that far yet, but I'm going to be walking my way next after we get done here just to assess. But that's really kind of where it hit the most. And then, you know, Carolina, the intersection of Carolina, and then towards the city, you know, at least a block or so. I know the process is completely closed at this point in time, although I know I see crews down the street, and you can probably hear it in the background, working on removing some of the debris that's in the roadway.
And just what we needed to hear while you're on the line, Nate, News Radio 930 WBEN weather alert. We have a flash flood warning now in effect for Erie County until 7:45 this evening. So it may be a late dinner for you tonight. As far as the Forestry Division, is that under your auspices or is that a separate department?
It's under the Public Works Department. It's part of our Parks group. So, you know, Parks has truly the maintenance of parks, but, you know, the maintenance of our trees across the city. So forestry is part of that group. So it all falls under the DPW umbrella.
So if a property owner suffered a downed tree, who pays for the removal of that tree as well as the debris?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so if it's on private, I mean, this is where we kind of run into the spot. Public trees and the public right of way, a lot of those ones that line our streets, those are certainly ones that we take care of. But if it's a tree on a private residence, you know, that's something that goes to the homeowner first. You know, Grid is here. You know, some of these homes have the power lines running in the back. So Grid's here assessing some of their damage. They've got crews, you know, removing trees and debris from the power lines. And I think they're checking each individual service of the house to make sure everything's okay before they energize. So great cooperation and coordination with National Grid. In fact, I'm here with the rep now, just assessing things together. So, but an individual homeowner, if it's a tree on their parcel, really the responsibility starts there.
If that National Grid rep is authorized to speak with us on the air without incurring the wrath of superiors, we certainly would appreciate that if you could find that out for me as we're wrapping up the interview. Now, when you talk about the tree removal that would be done by the city of Buffalo, specifically, I presume we're talking about trees that are on public property as well as that strip of property between any sidewalk and the curb of a street. Is that correct?
Yeah, typically that edge of sidewalk that includes sort of called the grass area, the street itself, the other side of the street with a little bit of grass area, that edge of sidewalk is really what we call the right-of-way. So, you know, trees that are in that area are our city's responsibility. So if that tree that's in that right-of-way falls on the street, we're getting it. But if it falls the other direction, we get that too. It's our tree. So, you know, our city tree anyway. But so we're, you know, I'm watching crews pull them out right now off of Prospect to try to get Prospect open. And there's some big branches that have fallen on the street, and there's some that have fallen in the front yard. So we're working on all those.
Nate Martin is with us, the Commissioner of Public Works for the City of Buffalo. We were hit with a tornado at 12:50 thereabouts this afternoon on News Radio 930 WBEN. David Bellavia was all over that from the minute it happened. And, Nate, are you currently coordinating with the City of Buffalo Police as well as some of the other law enforcement agencies which are pitching in to lend assistance in terms of figuring out when you might be able to reopen streets so people can get home from work, or when that exit from Niagara Street from the 190 might be reopened?
Yeah, very close coordination. In fact, the police have set up their mobile command unit just a block over from City Hall, right by Waterfront School. So that's actually the command center for this emergency incident. So, you know, that's our home base, but we'll come out and assess in person. It does me the most good if I'm seeing out in the street and seeing what's actually happening. So, you know, we'll report back. We'll phone in. I'll go back and report back. We'll coordinate on removal. We'll open up streets when we can safely, right? So we won't open them all up at once. We won't hold them all. If we can open up a street when it's safe, we will do so. But, you know, some of the major ones that we're have that close coordination with, you know, some building damage that might be near a street we've got to really be concerned about, traffic signals or, you know, the power outage. We'll hopefully get some of that power restored and get some of our signals back opening. But as soon as the team, and that's the collective, word makes the assessment safe to go, we'll open things back up as soon as we can.
Speaking of safety, Nate, and I know you've got a job to do, and we're all grateful for the information you're able to pass on, which is very helpful to people in the neighborhood and people in Western New York. Are you working currently with the city engineers to determine the structural integrity of any building which might have been in the path of this tornado?
Yeah, certainly that team is out here, and they're going, you know, facility by facility to assess each of those and determine, you know, if there is damage, is it minor damage, is the structure, whether it's a house or a building, safe to go back in, right? So if a building is not safe, we take that care of our community so seriously, we're going to mark the door not safe and help coordinate alternate living arrangements. And I know that can be coordinated through a city, that can be coordinated through the county. There's a lot of resources that can come to bear there. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're coordinating. So we'll support the Commissioner Amdor and her team in that effort. So that's really led by her and her group. And I know they're out on all the streets right now assessing. We've been in communication with her. So that, you know, that element, not only the streets and the signals, but the building safety ultimately for our community is so important too. And if I could just make, you know, one other note, I would just encourage people, you know, don't come down here to try to look at the damage. Don't cause a traffic problem. And I know if you're on Elmwood, I think Elmwood is still open at this point in time. Some of the signals are out on Elmwood. You know, anytime you're at an intersection, there's a signal that died, please treat that as a four-way stop and just be careful.
Well, I know that you're extremely busy and I've got a bunch more questions, but you have a job to do and we'll let you do it and maybe we'll hook up later. And off the air, if you could ask the National Grid person if they're authorized to speak with us, I'd be grateful. So we'll put you on hold and let you talk to Tanner Saunders about that. Nate Martin, thanks a million for joining us on WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.